What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Trump administration and Fox News did not wait to kick Kristi Noem while she was down. Former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's no good day just got so much worse after the White House and Fox News reported on the reasons why she was kicked out, and it's absolutely brutal. At the same time, the new DHS Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, is soaking up attention on Fox News in order to, I guess, divert attention away from Kristi Noem's mishaps. They're trying to start new with a clean slate, but we're not going to let them forget. We're going to remind them what happened. I'm even going to show you that Mark Wayne Mullen has made the same mistakes as Kristi Noem, and even worse. This is going to be a huge mess. Mark Wayne Mullen is not competent, and we'll see where this goes. Make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the news. Subscribe to the channel if you appreciate the truth that we bring. And let's start off with the Fox News reporting right after the news broke. Sources inside the administration, which are understandably close with Fox News, because Fox News is like state propaganda, they immediately told the cold, hard truth about Kristi Noem, but then it only gets worse.
Wasn't the soundbite we were looking for? We're looking for the testimony that apparently really upset the president, where Noem said, yes, we went through the legal process and did it correctly when asked if the president authorized and approved that $200 million in spending. He did not. He said that he was not aware of this campaign, certainly did not authorize it. And then there were also these rumors of an affair with Corey Lewandowski, a special government employee who was serving as an advisor. He is also married, and reports floating the last several weeks that Noem had sought to appoint Lewandowski as her chief of staff, but the president blocked that decision amid these rumors of an affair. So the combination of those factors that tipped the president's decision to elevate Mark Wayne Mullen into this position and get him confirmed. Martha.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Jackie, because, you know, the person that you're citing, the source that you're citing, and just tick off for us again the three things that they told you went into this decision, because that's not really a soft pedal the way that it was described to you. Can you go through those again one more time?
Minnesota, her handling of the fallout to the deaths in Minnesota of Renee Good and Alex Preddy, the statements that she made in public calling them domestic terrorists before some of the facts had come in, and her handling of that scenario. The ad campaign, the $200 million that featured her on horseback at Mount Rushmore and claiming that the president signed off on it when he had not. And also the allegations of an affair with Corey Lewandowski. This person close to the president described these three things as a combination of her many unfortunate leadership failures.
Oh, okay, it gets much, much worse, but I do want to point out that Aysen, friend of the show Aysen, points out, a source told Fox News that one of the reasons Kristi Noem was ousted was her statements on Alex Preddy before the facts had even come in. But here's what Trump's new pick, Mark Wayne Mullen, a senator from Oklahoma, said on January 24th, right after the news came out.
Got it. Today, there's a report of an ICE officer getting his finger bit off, and then, unfortunately, a deranged individual that came in to cause max damage with a loaded pistol with an extra mag that was completely loaded was shot and killed. How much more does this got to go on before the Democrat leaders there take responsibility for their words?
Democrats take responsibility. He's lying on national television moments after Alex Preddy was shot about Alex Preddy's intentions. He wasn't there to inflict massive damage, as they claim. That is the same lie that Stephen Miller told, the same lie that Kristi Noem told, that was manufactured likely by Miller himself. I also want to point out that the Fox News chyron is just brutal today. Earlier, it was talking about how oil prices are surging, about how the Iran war is exploding and stocks are falling. On the bottom right, it's a call number for Americans stuck in the Middle East, which is very, very important, but it's just brutal that Fox News has to show that while also showing that Kristi Noem was fired. This is an administration in collapse, and let's continue. Mark Wayne Mullen is now soaking up the media attention as he gets asked, are there any lessons you've picked up from Kristi Noem? I think the undertone of this failure is, Have you picked up anything from Kristi Noem's repeated failures as DHS secretary?
Thank you, Senator. Just looking at some of the criticism that Noem has faced, is there any learning lessons that you have picked up from Noem in the ways in which you want to lead the agency?
Kristi is a friend, and I haven't had time to call Kristi yet, and our Secretary Noem, and we our families are friends. She was tasked to do a very difficult job, and I think she has performed the best she can do in underneath the circumstances. Is there always lessons to be learned? You know, listen, my wife and I, over the years, we have been fortunate enough to purchase companies and grow our companies, and every day there's something you can do better. And so I think there's an opportunity to build off successes. And there's also opportunities to build off things that maybe didn't go quite as planned. So
more so the second one, because most things did not go as planned, as most things had no plan because Kristi Noem was too focused by going on TV. Okay, then Fox News gets a little bit more brutal with their criticism of Kristi Noem. I want you to listen to this clip.
I saw this news. I called an administration source to ask what was going on, and they told me that they were going to send me some spicy reaction. And what I am about to read is both spicy and not subtle. The text reads as follows. It was time. Replacing Kristi was based on the culmination of her many unfortunate leadership mishaps, including the fallout in Minnesota, the $200 million ad campaign, the allegations of infidelity, the mismanagement of her staff, and her constant feuding with the heads of other agencies, including CBP and ICE. Kristi's drama sadly overshadowed and distracted from the administration's extremely popular immigration agenda, which will continue full force. And so, it sounds like the only thing that was really saving her job was that the border remained pretty much closed.
The propaganda outlet continues to get it directly from the source, but in that case, they were blunt, they were candid, they were truthful for once. Then Fox News begins to talk about Corey Lewandowski, the person who Kristi Noem was having an affair with, allegedly. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, just speaking with some folks who have a lot of knowledge of this situation, I'm told the president spoke with Kristi Noem just before that Truth Social post went out, which means that when she was on camera giving her remarks and didn't actually touch on what had just happened, she was aware of what was happening. Mm-hmm. I'm further told that Corey Lewandowski is expected to leave with her. Of course, the rumors of an affair between the two were one of the factors that I'm told compelled the president to remove her as DHS secretary.
Remember, Corey Lewandowski is leaving with her. As Ron Filipkowski says, of course he is. They seem to be inseparable. Good buddies and colleagues have to stick together, share a blanket sometimes, collaborate and commiserate, that kind of stuff. He's referring to the scandal that soaked up a bunch of media attention where Corey Lewandowski fired a pilot, like an Air Force pilot, that flew them somewhere because he forgot to give Kristi Noem the blanket she left. And then they had to rehire that pilot because they were stranded at that place. Congrats to the new leader of the DHS, Mark Wayne Mullen. I heard he's a stand-up guy, says a meme account on Twitter. And it's a photo of him cowering in fear on January 6th. You know what? I can excuse that. I mean, he was about to be stormed by like 2,000 people who wanted to kill every single person in Congress. But I think the real cowardice, it's not being afraid on that day, everyone was. The real cowardice is his backtracking the years following, acting like it didn't happen, downplaying it, running defense for a man who he knows wouldn't shed a tear if he were killed. Trump wouldn't give a shit if Mark Wayne Mullen were killed. I almost called him Corey Lewandowski. I saw someone on Twitter like, does this mean Mark Wayne Mullen also has to sleep with Corey Lewandowski? And it turns out, nope, Corey's gone. But let me show you this clip of our new DHS secretary and just how bad he is at PR. He was arguing for days that this is not a war, that what we're doing with Iran was not a war. Then he walks out of a closed-door briefing on the strikes and accidentally admits that it's a war, and then the reporters are like, wait, did you just admitted that it was a war, right? Take a listen.
Are there measures being taken not to eliminate other possible alternatives to leadership?
This is war, and we're taking out the threat. And if you're part of the threat, then you have then you're a target. You know, what we'd call not all the arrows, but going after the archers.
You'll concede this is war. You'll concede this is war.
We haven't declared war. They declared war on us, but we haven't.
War. Secretary Hegseth.
We haven't declared war. Just now, you said this is war.
They've called it war.
They've called it war. What I was saying. Okay. Well, that was a misspoke. What I was saying that they've declared war on us, but war is ugly. It always has been ugly.
This is our new DHS secretary. We are in for quite a ride. I love you all. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news that we bring. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.